Welcome to the Manifesting New Moon for July. This is a super new moon, and it also brings transformational eclipse energy. You can claim your calm and your clarity right now. And with this partial eclipse new moon, we're going to be at a significant time of new beginnings where we're going to eclipse longstanding chapters, cycles, and patterns that don't work. And we're going to usher in this powerful beginning new cycle. This is the strongest of the super moons. We had one in June, and now this one in July is the closest that the moon is to Earth in a new moon position. And we'll have another one in August. And when it comes in threes like this, we're in a powerful cycle to set the stage for how we want to manifest, the shifts we want to make, and get in sync with the cycles and rhythms. So I want to talk about what is the significance that you can use during this powerful time to create the new rules of intentions for you, because that's a lot of this energy that's around this new moon. What are the new rules that you are engaging with in your life? The new rules of intentions that have been bubbling up for you for balance, asking for you to have a whole new orientation to how you show up, how you interact in certain life areas that need new perimeters, boundaries, definitions to what's coming in and what's going out and how it's even being done. It will no longer be business as usual on so many levels. Look at your life. You're going to get the answers to what areas you need to let go of old karmic debts of what has been done or what has been in the form of stories, patterns, past repetitiveness. It's dissolving. Give your attention to the intentions that want to reshape the perimeter of your personal dominion, your personal power zone, your soul-inspired life that wants to be arranged in a whole new way. There's so much to say about the significance of this super new moon and how you can use this energy to best influence the trajectory of your own natural transformation that wants to take place right now. And I've put it together in different ways you can enter into this. I'm going to give you the focus for this super new moon. I also put together a special meditation, and I'm going to invite you, if you want to go deeper, that's just a taste of what I'm offering into the Soul Stamina Plan, where you can create your own plan that deepens your connection from the energizing core of you, from the soul of you, creating that stamina, stability, and deepening in a plan throughout the next 6 months. So first, let's go through the focus, the first focus for this July super new moon. It's about clearing out, cleaning up, creating new, claiming it. All the old ways are weeding themselves out. You feel resolved to no longer interact or engage with ways that have become outdated or no longer serve you. I know for myself personally, this was a key lesson that I wrote down at the beginning of 2018. This was born out of me doing the Soul Stamina Plan, even for myself, that being a stronger chooser of my desired destiny versus adapting around others who were making the bolder moves that were impacting my life. I could think of countless ways that this was showing up. It was almost a default posturing position. This would happen in such subtle ways of the impact coming at me and then me reshaping myself, almost like putting myself into a pretzel in order to accommodate the energy that was impacting my life in any capacity. I wrote about this in the Audacity to Be Authentic, that blog post where I talk about, as women, our bodies are designed to shape shift around life. Literally, our bodies have the capacity to shapeshift another human being coming through us, to be created and born and brought into the world through us. We are in such a shifting time of the energy systems around the masculine, around the feminine. And this is a time about claiming your power to create what is true for you authentically in all the real ways that matches the reality that you want to be living. This is not gender specific. This is the management of our energetic systems. And we are in a time where you are creating a new way and a new cycle for yourself. And allow yourself to be unapologetic in claiming it. Secondly, this focus of this particular new cycle that's going to determine so much of the next 6 months and beyond is about bringing inspired dreams to life, opening wider to your worthy self that's ready to be claimed and to bring your inspired dreams into the world, to life. You are in a new time of honoring what it means to have true self-love. And true self-love is born out of honoring the way that you want to be showing up, interacting, and living and manifesting what's true for you, what's ready for you. Let these new beginnings reflect your new sense of direction, your true heartfelt dreams of intentions that want to manifest into a whole new chapter, a whole new cycle that are congruent and cohesive to what your core connection is speaking for you. Thirdly, let your freedom be defined. Rather than feeling as if you've been defined by some other important area of your life, like letting that define you, which relates to an area of one of my growing edges, which is really being a stronger chooser of my own desired destiny versus adapting around others and making the bolder choices that allowing them to make the bolder choices that are impacting my life. This is about letting that freedom be defined by what you're ready to claim right now that's defined by you. So look to some area in your life that's been bothersome for some time, because it's ready to begin fading away as you move into a new refined sense of freedom. What that means for you, a whole new phase of your life that's opening up, a whole new approach and way in which you express your life. You'll begin to feel it blossoming really from your heart center forward into creating the meaningful momentum that wants to manifest for you. Let this freedom flow from the foundation of your soul-inspired intentions, those intentions that truly are in the spirit, that your soul, who you are at the core, you don't have a soul, you are a soul, here embodying this life, this physicality, and all this desire and talents that you have to bring out into the world. You will be supported and protected with aligning to the powers of what's really true for you. Release all the old ways of doing things, the outdated things, business as usual, that's no longer serving you or supporting you. Be ready to receive a whole new cycle of new beginnings, new gifts. Supercharge your manifesting intentions. When you take pen to paper, antenna to God, the universe, creation, the universal loving presence, write it right. Connect to the original knowing that's within you, that sits at the core connection of your soul and who you came here to continue becoming. Pay attention to the manifesting intentions that are ready to be activated for you in your dreams, in your light. As you light your candle that represents the light of the whole friendly universe that wants to illuminate and shine upon your path, and let your manifesting intentions that are held within your heart be brought out into the world in a whole new way. So I'm offering several ways to help you be supported in bringing this to light. I put together a special meditation here that you can listen to over and over again to support you on your journey to bringing about your manifesting intentions in this powerful time, because you matter and your dreams matter. I want to invite you, if you want to join the Soul Stamina Plan, and it's going to be done in a whole new way where we're going to be going through it over the next 6 months. I also want to invite you to a workshop that I'll be doing on supercharging your soul-inspired momentum. So being that this new moon has such a circumference of impact that you can use to harness deeper your self-love, to let go of the old ways that no longer serve or support you, so that you may welcome fully, with meaningful momentum, the soul-inspired direction that's clear to you right now, that wants to come through for you right now, and energize you from the core of who you are. You are a beautiful soul, here to live the inspiration that lights your soul up. You are worthy and deserving of a life that shines the friendly light of the universe upon your path. So this week's Monday mantra is a powerful support tool for you. I trust in the beautiful blessings that guide my day, guide my week, and also this new chapter of and cycle of what's ahead. I also have the special meditation that I put together for you, a supercharging your soul-inspired momentum workshop, and the Soul Stamina Plan as a working, breathing, living, guided, hand-holding process with you. So may the light shine upon your path. May you use these transformational support tools so that the manifesting dreams that you intend to create, to be in collaboration with the universe, manifest into your reality, become real. You being prosperous, you being abundant, you having your financial overflowing needs met is important. You being able to give to the loved ones, to yourself, and deep acts of a nourishing life are important. The world becomes better. You finding fulfillment in your relationships, in your friendships, in your intimate partnerships, they matter. As you relate in deep, meaningful ways, we strengthen that connection in the world around us. Everything that you're doing right now in your world is affecting the unified field of connection around the world. Your calm, clear connection with yourself and who you are becoming is a gift. Continue to deepen this gift. Thank you for taking the time, for showing up, for giving this sacred moment, for tuning into this incredibly powerful transformational time so that you may become more of your true, powerful, radiant self that the world is ready to receive. And in return, you receive the beautiful bounty, blessings that want to come your way. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.